This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
You know it! Here we go for another BFBS Esports Live. Thank you to the Audio Content Fund. Indeed, the voiceover man was correct. I am OJ Borge, and this is the show dedicated to gaming and the forces, hence why we called it BFBS Esports Live. And we love a guest on this show. Who are the guests? We have multiple. We'll be chatting to AS1's AJ Harrison and Ella Stelios from the RAF Esports team. Plus, we've got a surprise guest, apparently, who has a challenge for me. Cannot wait for that. Hopefully, I'll keep my clothes on this time. That's all I know so far, so I guess we'll find out later in the show. Plus, the question, what game reminds you of the school holidays? They were the time that you could play games for longer hours. Your parents tended to leave you to your own devices, mainly because you were hassling them so much. So what game reminds you of the school holidays? That's what we want to know on this show. And while you're thinking about that, here's Good Times by Sigma featuring Ella Eyre on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Dark days, holding me down and it's so grey. Got my head in the cloud and you feel it too. But I told you that we figure it out. All these old fools that we're better without. And you know it's true. Yeah. Tell me what it is that you need. Cause I think I'm onto something. Cause I feel the good times coming. Tell me what it is that you need.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm OJ Borge, bringing you Esports Live. Let's do guests. Guests. Two of them, in fact. First time we've had a double header in our guests. They are AS1's AJ Harrison and Ella Stelios from RAF Waddington. Guys, hello. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hey, mate.
Thank you so much for squeezing up next to each other on that couch. Is there much room left now you're both on it?
Oh, we got plenty more room on here if you want to come and join us.
Listen, if it was close to Waddington, I don't really know where Waddington is. Where is it?
It's in Lincolnshire.
Okay. It's a bit of a stretch for me where I am in Salford. First off, what is it you guys do? I was talking to my producer. He tells me that when he called you to sort this out, you could hear jets taking off in the background and that you had to leave the building to use your phone because there's strict rules around that.
Yeah, so I currently work in supply trade in Coningsby. However, the section that I'm part of is classified in crypto kit for the typhoons. So no digital equipment is allowed inside the same room as it can disrupt different abilities of the kit, really. So you have to leave your mobile phones out, your laptops, all sorts. When I was on the phone, a typhoon was lucky enough to pass my car as the window was down. So it did disrupt the call a little bit, but I mean, it is what it is. It's, yeah. It's great stuff.
How noisy are those bad boys?
You don't want to know. They are too loud. Too loud.
Keep, I love it, really.
Yeah, keep your window up when you try and have a phone call. That's sort of loud, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, let's talk to you, AJ. You often lead teams who compete at tournaments, but you can't make it. Who's your stand-in? Is it Ella?
Yeah, so I can't make it due to family commitments. However, I have passed on the lead for the event to my lovely second-in-command, Stelios. So I think the way that he's going to deal with it will be the exact same way that I would go through with it. There's been a lot of training and talking between myself and Stelios throughout the whole time period of creating these Rocket League teams and creating these tournaments and getting events set up. So I'm sure without me there, he's going to do an amazing job.
I'm sure he is. Stelios. I'm going to call you Stelios because I'm probably sure I'm terribly mispronouncing your first name.
No, you're fine.
Oh, was I?
You're fine.
Oh, right. Yeah. So have you led teams before then, Stelios?
I haven't had any previous experience leading teams in tournaments. However, with the development of the official Rocket League teams for the RAF now, I have had that level of management experience with leading teams. So not in tournaments officially, but I have led teams and it's something I'm very comfortable with now.
Can you keep calm? Because the thing is, I've seen people leading these teams and the competition is so fierce that everyone gets excited, the players and the people who are leading the teams as well. How do you keep that calm level way that you keep everyone at the right level?
It's a good question. And with how competitive it's become within the RAF now, Rocket League, it's an issue that has arisen where we've had to, you know, keep people happy and how do I do it? But my answer to that is speak to everyone as individuals, be transparent and just pay everyone the same respect that I would expect to be given. And if you follow that formula, you know, you don't give people a reason to sort of doubt you and to consider you to be untrustworthy. I think that's the foundation that you need to build trust as a manager of a team.
So AJ, here's the question then. I mean, I've loved talking about this over the weeks that we've done this show. Does it surprise you that you've now got official Rocket League teams within the RAF, within the Forces?
Yeah, it's a huge surprise, but it's a really, really nice surprise. It's always been a goal of mine to try and make Rocket League and esports in general bigger than it is in the RAF. I remember when I was coming through training, I saw the first Discord ad on one of the TVs while I was eating at the mess. And ever since then, it's just been a passion for me to drive forward and go and create teams. So seeing where, not only where Rocket League is now, but seeing where esports in general, in terms of the RAF, the Navy and the Army, how big it's become and how more widely accepted it's becoming is a very nice thing, considering it was not like that when you joined up.
Did you play beforehand, before you joined the RAF? Were you competitive?
Yes, I did. I played a little bit competitively in university. Also had the opportunity of managing some university teams. I kind of wanted to carry that knowledge and power through to this, really. Obviously, there was a bit of a time period between managing and playing and where I am now, but good knowledge always sticks with you, in my opinion. So,
well, here's the question then. Of the three forces, who's got the best Rocket League team?
Well, all three forces have very good teams.
Oh, come on, don't give me the
opportunity of playing against the teams in Scarborough, which is a lovely event. However, the RAF did get to the finals, so obviously my my choice is going to be the RAF.
I thought you were going to give me like a really official answer there. I mean, it must be super competitive that when you're playing, say, at Insomnia, and I'll ask you more about that in a second, but you go to Insomnia and you'll be playing different teams, civilian teams. If you get drawn against the Army or the Navy, surely they're the matchups you want.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's a really nice experience to play against some of the civilian teams, absolutely, and integrating with the communities outside of the military. But yeah, our main target is just to go to an event and beat the other military. That's basically the main drive for us.
So Stelios, what are we looking at for Insomnia then? How do you think you're going to do? What's the plans?
Right, so we are aiming for single-digit finishes. So we're looking at top eight as a minimum. Now, the boss, the high-up boss, has laid down the gauntlet for us, and he said, I want you to be getting top four.
Ooh.
Now, that is a big ask. However, I do genuinely back us as a unit. Now, we have two teams going, and both of them, we've made sure that both of those teams are in training, you know, they're working their asses off. And genuinely, I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing how we're going to do. And I really back us for top eight. I genuinely do.
How are your skills? Would you select yourself for either the teams or the Rocket League teams?
So I get asked this question quite a bit. And if I'm honest, I'm not a bad player. I'm currently sat at GC2, which is, it's quite a high rank, but I stay out of it because I enjoy the camaraderie of giving as many people as I can the chance to play for the teams. And so that's why I keep myself out of it. But I'm all right.
Do you know what? I find it, I've said this before, my brother plays a lot of Rocket League. I find it the most frustrating game. I'm always about half a second behind where I need to be. That's as soon as I can maybe get myself half a second more forward, that'd be great. Listen, it's been great to chat to you both. It's been wonderful to have you both on the show. Thank you to AJ and to Stelios as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, boys. Take care and good luck at Insomnia as well. This is Ruby from the Kaiser Chiefs. Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby. I'm OJ Borge and this is Esports Live on BFBS, the Forces Station. The question for this show was, what game reminds you of the summer holidays? Those long days where you had time, you could sit at a computer. I mean, sometimes your parents would kick you out, you'd have to actually go do something outside. But there'd be other days where your parents would be trying to get on with something, they'd just let you play for hours on end. They were some of the greatest days of the summer holidays, may I say. And for me, the one game that reminds me of it is a point-and-click adventure from 1990, just showing my age immediately, called The Secret of Monkey Island. I sunk so many hours into that game. It's worth looking up. I think they've done modern versions of it, although it lost its love for me. It was a fictional version of the Caribbean during the age of piracy. And the problem was, you would get stuck somewhere. There was no internet. The internet didn't exist at that point, so there was no way to go online to cheat. I remember a mate of mine had printed out on the old dot matrix paper, he'd printed out a walkthrough that somebody had done. Where he got it from, I don't know. But I had to borrow it off him, and that was how I got through the sticking point that I got to. That was how you would have to cheat back then. That was how you got your hints and tips. Malcolm says, Transport Tycoon was the game. Loved all the infrastructure of putting in rail lines and building roads and an airport. Then you got your trains, trucks and planes transporting goods around, and you could see how much money you could make. Do you know, I was into that. I was into those games where you build a world. Still am now. Tom says, Brian Lara Cricket 98 with the actual cricket on another TV so you could watch the test match. That's a lot of cricket. That is a lot of cricket. Robin says, playing Gran Turismo awesome along with my mates for hours on end. If you had friends who were totally into it, they would spend their time actually setting up their cars as well. I had a mate who did that. And Doc says, played World Rally Championship 2 for about a week straight one summer to win the full championship. Still have my Star Guitar by the Chemical Brothers ringing in my brain. Was that the song from it? It must have been. And then one more, actually, here. Martin says, I played the video game adaptation of Starsky and Hutch with my mate. I drove using a steering wheel controller, and he shot using a light gun? Was that a thing? If that was a thing, I need to get hold of that. That sounds brilliant. Why does that not exist nowadays? Who knows? Right, let's play you another song. This is Cooler Shaker and Hush. the Shaker and Hush on BFBS, the Forces station. One more game that reminds somebody of the summer holidays. And it's Craig saying, Mario Kart, four-player games at summer sleepovers, brilliant times. Craig, I completely agree. And one man who may remember that is somebody we've spoken to loads on this show. And that is Commander Gordon Jones. Commander, how are you?
I'm not too bad, OJ. Getting used to the heat coming back, but...
Yeah, it is starting to get warm again, isn't it? Do you remember Mario Kart? Was that one of your games during the summer holidays?
Absolutely. Mario Kart, maybe not summer holidays. By the time it came out, I was already working. But it was definitely something. And actually, these days, it's a game my kids still adore it because it still just has an immortal pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of summer holiday games, I remember things like, I remember being co-op Halo, going around to my mate's house and just sitting, you know, 2 meters away from the TV and playing Halo for hours on end, grinding our way through the first campaign.
Yeah, I mean, there's an interesting story I'll probably read towards the end of the show, which is a guy called Scott who says he read in Xbox magazine, pre-internet days, of course, that you could link Xboxes. So spent a ton of time trying to find LAN routers and LAN cables and putting them all together. Because I remember the first time I played PCs with other people, we all had to bring our PCs to one house and then spend more time trying to set it up and make them talk to each other than we did actually gaming.
Yeah, the LAN party was absolutely fantastic. I was at university at that time, and we took over the entire wing of a hall of residence with a bunch of third year students returning back into halls. Bought a 100 megabit switch between us and raided a lot of LAN cable because the computer science department had just upgraded to fiber. And we dumpster dive the cable, rigged it all up and turned the outside of the building into a massive spider's web of network cables. And just, we had about a dozen computers all rigged up to 100 megabit switch, playing Quake, Unreal Tournament, Doom, Half-Life, the original version, just anything that you could LAN up together and just playing it until the ridiculous hours of the morning.
Unreal Tournament is a game that I miss. Godlike! And all that sort of stuff that's going on. Now, Gordon, there's a reason you're here, and that's apparently you have a challenge for me. Should I be worried?
I don't know if you should be worried necessarily. It depends really whether you like being pushed a little bit in terms of the gaming and possibly something a little bit out of comfort zone. You know, the Navy obviously plays quite a lot of World of Warships. Yeah. And really what I'd like to do is challenge you to come along and join us for one of our training sessions.
I'd love to.
And we'll get you set up and we'll sort out a computer, an account for it and everything like that. And we'll bring you in and we'll drop you into some training rooms and you can try some one-on-ones against some of the tri-service team, not just Navy. I've got some really good RAF and Army players as well who'd relish the opportunity. And then we'll do some team-up games as well.
Well, Gordon, this sounds amazing. I have to say, though, I mean, the pun is intentional here. This is proper in at the deep end. If I'm going to play, the first time I play Worlds of Warships is against the Royal Navy.
You're only saying that because we've been doing it longer than anyone else's Navy.
Well, absolutely. No, I'd love to. For those maybe who are listening right now who like the idea of playing this game, just describe the game for me, because it's one of a series of games like World of Tanks, isn't it?
Absolutely. So it's made by the same people who make World of Tanks. The whole concept is of a World War One, World War Two era warship, destroyer, carrier, cruiser, battleship, some of the most iconic names from naval history period, and you engage in player versus player battles. You have complete control over which weapon systems you choose to use, and the ships have been rendered phenomenal amounts of attention to detail, right the way down to how you angle your ship mid-combat can determine whether or not shells are going to bounce off you or do what happened to HMS Hood and just punch straight into your main magazine and destroy the ship in a single golden BB.
Wow. You see, the thing is, though, surely with you and your Royal Navy work and your background, surely you guys must be amazing at this, because this is almost your day job brought to life. It sounds like a busman's holiday.
There is a little bit of that, and there is an awful lot of beautiful nostalgia about steering around the ships. But modern naval warfare is as far removed from what we're doing in World of Warships as, you know, a modern tank is removed from, you know, it's a very, very different matter. But that doesn't change the fact that I have some extremely gifted players who have put a lot of hours into it. I'm very much an amateur in comparison to some of the teams, but yeah. You know, it's our go-to game, which we really enjoy playing with with members of the public when we do public events, and I think it's a really good opportunity to give you the chance to broaden your aspect, and we'll give you a little bit of time on the high seas.
I love it. I can't wait. Commander Gordon Jones, I'm up for it. Stick me down for it. I can't wait to try that out. Thank you so much for the challenge. Thank you so much again for taking the time to chat to us, Gordon.
Oh, anytime. I love it.
Cheers, buddy. Take care. There you go. There goes Commander Gordon Jones of the Royal Navy with a challenge for me. Right, one last song before we get out of here. It is from a game released in 2005, created by EA Sports. What was the game?
You know you could have been a wonder, taking your circus to the sky. You couldn't take it on the tightrope. You had to take it on the side. You always like it undercover, tucked down between your dirty sheets. But no one's even listening to you. And between the hollers and the screams, I'm not sitting on my head. Hey, another dirty bird.
What a song that was. What game was it on? Well, it's one of the great games. Along with Grand Theft Auto, it's one of the ways I've found great songs over the years. Had three teams on the front cover. It was, of course, FIFA 04, which I think, and I've said this a few times before, was possibly the last great FIFA that I was any good at. And boy, was I good at them. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching, if you watched the streaming this as well, and getting involved with everything that we talk about. Next week, it's an Insomnia dedicated show. Special guest, Naysayers, Heather Dower, chatting to her, who is amazing. She knows everything about that festival. Thank you so much to the Audio Content Fund. Thank you for listening to BFBS Esports Live on the Forces Station. See you next week.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.